This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going on right now, I'm talking with Devin Swank, singer of a band that I think I'm getting it right. Sanguisugabog.
You got it, man. Hell yeah.
I was saying it wrong for quite a while, and then I actually spoke with Scott from Maggot Stomp. Mm-hmm. I did an interview with him a few months back, and he got it right. He said it right.
Yeah. You got to be careful if you mispronounce it, man, because your furniture will start flying.
Oh my God. So Tortured Hole is available now on Century Media. Definitely one of the most solid, brutal death metal records in a long time. They're coming to town Saturday, November 20th. I believe their first time here in Seattle at El Corazon. Yep. With Frozen Soul, Vomit Forth, and Inoculation and Noroth. Going to be a killer show.
Oh yeah.
How are you doing, man? Where are you right now?
Right now, I'm just at my house. My roommates are here, so we've just been jamming out, smoking, and
nice.
Yeah, cooking.
Cool, man. So where are you based in right now?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, right on. It seems like there's a pretty solid metal scene there with Inoculation and you guys, and seems like pretty solid.
Yeah, there's been a lot of bands to come up in the past like couple years now, which is cool. You know, Ohio's always had a rich scene. We have bands, death metal bands that date back as early as 1989. So, yeah, pretty cool scene over here.
I gotta go ahead and ask it. I'm sure you've probably been asked this so many times, but I have to ask for our listeners: what the fuck is a Sanguisugabog?
It's a blood-sucking toilet.
Oh, all right. There you go. What does it come from? What's the origin?
So Sanguisuga is Latin for a bloodsucker or a leech.
Okay.
And then bog is just like an old lavish term for a toilet.
Okay.
I like it. Right on, man. Who came up with that? Who in the band? Did you come up with that?
No, our original guitarist, Cameron Boggs, he actually came up with it.
Okay. Right on, man. Okay. So I usually save this for the last question, but it seems like you guys are very, you know, it seems like you guys would have good stories about this. So if you can, show us, but if not, tell us, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Okay, so I don't know if you'd be able to see it mm-hmm. good enough because I have a beard now, but I have a pretty gnarly scar in my chin.
Okay.
And
yeah, the beard's covering it, but what's it from?
Yeah, yeah. But when it's shorter, I have like a line and everything that's through it. But mm-hmm. It's from when I was when I was 15. So that's like the first scar that came to mind. When I was 15, I got in a pretty gnarly fist fight. Some dude was running his mouth and jumped my privacy fence. And we were talking smack back and forth. And we both got the best of each other. And my okay. chin ended up hitting the edge of a trailer that you would use to pull like four-wheelers and stuff like that.
Jesus.
So, yeah, we duked it out in my backyard.
Did you have to get stitches and everything?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no. All right. All right.
No, I just ended up doing stuff with what I had at home.
Right on, man. Well, I'm catching you at home now, but you guys are gearing up to go out on this big tour. You guys just mm-hmm. did a few dates with Goat Horror, is that right?
No, that was Frozen Soul.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I got you two guys mixed up.
We did do a mini tour a few weeks back with our buddies in 200 Stab Wounds. So,
dude, yes, mm-hmm. 200 Stab Wounds. That's killer, man. Their shit is awesome, and you guys are like I said, they'll get about to gear up for this tour. Things are kind of wacky right now. There's a lot of different protocols state to state here in Washington. We're probably going to all have to be masked up for this show, but we're going to do what we got to do. Are you feeling safe with going out on the road? Like, are you feeling okay with how things are, you know, looking?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's always best to stay optimistic. Yep. So, you know, if I start worrying myself already before anything's, you know, really guaranteed to happen or not, then there's no point in that. So pretty optimistic and positive about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, we toured up until like the day before our lockdown started, and we were one of the first states to lockdown. And you know, I haven't gotten tested. Every time we go out, I come back and get a rapid test just mm-hmm. to be sure.
Yep.
And I haven't had a positive one yet, so it's pretty good. Knock on wood.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's that bog monster who's keeping you safe, dude. He's protecting the band.
Yeah, I feel like with as many house shows and like hole in the wall bars I've played, I'm pretty much immune to it now. So,
absolutely, man. You guys are grimy. You guys are immune to it, man. Knock on wood, knock on wood. That's a big knock on wood. That's
sure.
a big knock on wood. So you guys, though, you know, obviously this past 17 months, 16 months or so, you know, there haven't been any shows people have been able to play until, you know, this most recent bunch of shows that you guys have played since things have started to open up. But during that time, you guys signed with Century Media, one of the biggest metal labels in the world. And then you released this killer album, and then you released these music videos on Troma, which has got to be like a dream come true for you guys.
Absolutely.
100%. So let's go. How'd you guys get on the you know, radar of Century Media and whatnot? Because this is your first album. Your first official like full length album. When mm-hmm. how far back did you know, talks with Century Media start?
So they were interested in us a couple months after we dropped our EP demo.
Cool.
And had a couple people, reps and stuff, Facebook message us. And, you know, we were just kind of spitballing with the idea of joining on with them. Then later on, Frozen Soul ended up joining the ranks. And then while we were on our first tour, They were messaging us and pressing us pretty hard, you know, wanting to get us. So, you know, we suited up and got a management team and everything to back us up, and they helped us put pen to paper, so we knew what we were getting ourselves into. And then we signed the deal officially just around the end of July of last year, and filmed those music videos in September. And, you know, we didn't want to come out and say that we were on this label until we had something to show for it. So it was cool. Like, the same time that they dropped the music video, they also did the label announcement and everything too. So it was really cool.
That's awesome, man. It kind of goes all together and like have this big announcement and you can drop some stuff. So, I mean, just the fact that this label has such an iconic, you know, discography, that like the, just the fact that you guys are on the, you know, the same label as Napalm Death, you know,
it,
that's crazy, dude. So that's sick.
Yeah. Huge deal for me. There's so many CDs that I think of too. And then it doesn't hit me until I dive further deep into them. And then I realize that Century Media put them out.
Yep.
And, you know, to be a part of that the ranks with so many bands that I've looked up to is unreal, man. You know, like At the Gates, now they have I Hate God. Yep. They've had Napalm Death for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of killer bands. Broken Hope, another...
It's fixed. Really, so many good bands. Yep.
Oh yeah. And that's been it's been a really wild ride so far. And we're stoked. You know, everyone over there seems to be jacked on us. And we got to meet with their VP of A&R a couple weeks ago. And yeah, nothing but nice stuff to say. And we shot. He's a really cool dude.
That's awesome. I believe what I've heard of that guy on podcasts and stuff. I mean, he's an old head with like, he did like a hardcore fanzine back in the day. Like so that guy, he knows his.
Yeah. Mike Gitter. Yeah. Yep. He's a huge punk kid.
Hell yeah. So you guys, let's talk a little bit about this Troma. So you guys, obviously you must've met with the man behind Troma. I forget his name. What's his name?
Lloyd Kaufman.
Lloyd Kaufman. Did you meet with Lloyd?
Actually, we didn't get to, only because, you know, that was fall of last year.
Mm-hmm.
He was potentially, you know, high risk for contracting. And so to play it safe, he actually filmed his scene separate from us.
Okay.
But as far as, you know, everybody else that works for Troma, we got to meet them, hang out with them, and everything. It was really cool. It was cool to even see the little cameo from Lloyd Kaufman in our video too. So that was awesome.
Absolutely, man. And if you have not seen the video, I don't want to spoil it too much, but there is a lot of penis, penis monsters. So you got to watch this video. It's not safe for work, but who came up with the monster penises? Who came up with that idea? Was that you?
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
So I was we didn't really know what was going to be negotiated into our label contract. We had lawyers and everything pick it apart. So
the dong clause.
Yeah, so like I made up this thing that I was like, man, we should see if Century Media would set aside a budget so we could have big dick surgery, because we can't be on a big label with our baby dicks. Yeah. And that the rest of the band just like looked at me and was like, dude, that would be a killer video. It's just like, we had this back alley procedure done, you know, and our hogs grow, and then all of a sudden they turn on us and try to attack a whole venue full of people, was the original idea. And then, you know, we pitched that over to them. They loved it. And they're just as fucked up as we are. And they took what we had in mind and ran with it, and made it even cooler than we could have ever imagined. So it was awesome.
So what was the label's reaction?
I know what they think about it now. They keep giving us shit for it, and telling us jokes and everything about it. It's like, you know, not every music video needs to be about dicks. And it's like, really, why not?
What, you signed us, dude.
But, you know, at the time they were really stoked. They're all big, Troma fans and everything too.
Cool.
Yeah. We'd like to, you know, continue working with them. Probably, you know, potentially come up with some cool storylines and stuff as like the music videos, progress and everything.
Killer, man. Well, okay. So I wanted to, ask you a little bit about, you know, kind of like your history of metal and stuff. When did you discover death metal and when did you discover like underground metal?
So I got, I've been into death metal, per se, since I was real young. My dad, there was not that much of a age gap between the two of us. You know, he was a teenager when I was born. So he was a teenager in the 90s and, he was into bands like Creator, Obituary, Sepultura.
Wow. That's killer.
All kinds of bands that I was introduced, really, really young. And then it didn't start getting more heavier and crazier until I was about 14. I was hanging out, I still hang out with him till this day. He's been my best friend since I was like 7 years old, but his name's Ricky. And, he got me into, Dying Fetus when I was 13.
Yes.
And he gave me this, he gave me this disc, told me to jam it when I got home. First time I heard it, I was like, man, I don't get it.
Yep.
You know? And then, I just kept it in my CD player long enough to where it just, I became attached to it. Mm-hmm. And then, from, you know, just like looking up videos, of that band on the internet at 14 and stuff, I was able to find like other bands and get into, some brutal death metal and gore grind. You know, I got into Devourment around that same time too.
Yeah.
Bands like, Romp a Prop and Rectal Smegma and
Disgorge, these, like, probably, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah, Disgorge especially. Disgorge was jamming a lot from this band around the same area called Condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, all kinds of stuff. Cinerary, you know, later on in high school, bands like Lividity, Gorgasm, Disavowed, Pyamia, bands like that. It just really gravitated towards me, and for years I was like, man, I want to be in a band that's like this, you know? And everyone would say that they like death metal, but they would mean some like symphonic, weird stuff or some really like melodic, death metal. And it's just
or
like
deathcore
or deathcore. Yeah. That's typically what they mean. And, it just wasn't clicking with me until, you know, until I was 19 in college. It wasn't my first band I was in, but it was my first like death metal, brutal death metal band I was in, and became friends with those guys because we all had similar taste and things that every band I would start or try to bring up from the ground up would fizzle out. And then I joined a death metal band called Limb Splitter, and it's like a bunch of older cats that like the same kind of music I do. Was in that band for a couple years, and that's when I met Cody and met Cameron, and we started singing with Sugarbug.
So when did you discover, you know, being that you have like your this dad showing you all this killer music, and then you're just getting into more extreme music and more extreme music, when did you realize that you personally can do this, and when did you get the confidence to like, you know, grab a microphone or just start growling? Cause you have a very, very strong death metal growl.
Thanks, man. And I look at death metal vocals kind of like the act of making love. Like you, you learn from watching other people do it, you know? So, I pulled a lot of influence from, Corpse Grinder and, More importantly, Frank Mullen from Suffocation. That is that's hands down pinnacle, best death metal vocalist out there. No one could do it better. And
also his onstage banter is like the best, like absolutely the best. Yeah.
Yeah, his is always presence. Great. Yeah, he's so energized, and he yep. just like, I don't know, when he goes all out, man, it really, really shakes me. I haven't yet to see Suffocation without him.
Yeah,
and I know what I'm so show hungry that I will at this point
for sure.
But every time I did see them, and I've seen them four times. They've had Frank. That's been a killer set every single time.
Yeah.
But I was 17 when I first gave it a try. Mm-hmm. I grew up down the street from a buddy that was a drummer, and he had a friend that didn't live anywhere close to us, so it wasn't anything to start a band, that played some really good guitar. And I remember one night we all came over to hang out, and it was like my first time ever taking a swing at some death growls and stuff, and boy, I sucked. So I feel like, because I didn't really like look into techniques or anything. I think I just listened to it enough and practiced enough with other people and by myself that somehow I just ended up being able to develop how to do it eventually. Yeah. I personally think that, you know, I haven't gotten really good at it since like maybe like the last 2 years. Other people tell me I'm full of shit. Maybe that's just like me being hard on myself, but yeah, I think right now I've been able to master my craft, so to speak. You know, I can also do weird, like guttural, almost devourment like style vocals now, which yeah. took a long ass time. But yeah, like I think when you like all styles of death metal and it's all you listen to for the most part, I think it, in some way, it just comes naturally.
And it's like a muscle. You just keep working at it, man. You're just lifting. You're doing heavy lifting with your voice.
That's right.
So you, I'm assuming like most metalheads probably have a metal t-shirt collection.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a huge one.
What is your most valued or most prized, like personally? I'm not talking about like as far as like money wise, but your favorite, your one that you would never get rid of.
Oh, damn. There's so many.
You can name a few of them.
Okay. Well, yeah, that'll work then. I got a. It's weird because it's like obscure, so no one's really heard of this band. But I got a really cool Peshmerga shirt. Yeah. They're from Illinois.
Okay,
and that's the cool thing too is like, you know, you wouldn't hear about them unless you like really dove in deep. So that's why I like it personally. And then I have a really cool Angel Corp shirt.
Nice.
And it's my family hates it, but it's Jesus being crucified upside down, and he's being ripped apart by demons. I got that shirt when I was 16.
I bet they really liked it then. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, I used to wear it under my polo at school and stuff, and then I'd like pull it up, and be like, dude, look what I got. So
hardcore.
Those ones are really cool. I got some old school like first album shirts and demo shirts. Also really like that that Masticate to Dominate Gorgasm shirt that I wear in one of the music videos, mm-hmm. my Unleashed shirt. That's always like my go-to.
Nice.
And then this like weird band that they had like two demos out and then a compilation called Ossuary from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I got one of their shirts and another one of my favorite bands, Scattered Remnants. I have their Procreating Mass Carnage shirt, and I have their it's like this navy blue t-shirt of theirs with like a maze logo. I'm trying to remember. I think it's their Inherent Perversion shirt. I don't even wear it. It's so prized. But yeah, I'm a big merch freak. I also have like a bunch of Slayer stuff, Metallica stuff.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Nice, man. Yeah, I have some t-shirts that, you know, I don't wear. Like I have some older Metallica shirts that I just, at this point, I don't want to rip them up or anything. I just keep them away. I'm like, this is Yeah. Maybe if I come down to it and I really have to pay rent and I'm about to be homeless, I can sell this. But other than that, it's staying in the bin.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I see all the shelves behind you too, man. You got quite
some collection. CDs. Yep. Some CDs. But I interviewed Ken from Ken's Death Metal Crypt. I'm sure you're familiar with Ken.
Favorite that channel guy, on YouTube, man.
That guy has quite the music collection. So shout out to Ken. Yeah.
He's got a goddamn museum, dude, over there. That's insane.
It's the crypt. All right, Devin. So I don't want to stay. I don't want to keep you all night. I know you're hanging with your friends. You're smoking and you're hanging out. But I do have one more question for you, dude. So we all know the big four of American Thrash, Anthrax, Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth. Yeah. Okay. Anthrax, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer. So what, in your opinion, your personal big four of death metal? And it doesn't have to be American death metal, just all
death
metal.
It doesn't have to be American?
Okay. Yep, and just your personal.
That makes it harder.
your favorites.
Okay. I would say the most influential bands and for the genre in itself. So definitely Cannibal Corpse. They were ahead of their time. Mm-hmm. Do they have to be active?
No.
Okay.
Of all time.
Death, of course. I would even say I would say Entombed over Dismember, because I'd say they're the most Entombed's probably the most influential Swedish death metal band. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say Suffocation, man. I'd have to say the Kings, the Titans.
Absolutely, man. There's and all of those bands spawned subgenres within themselves of death metal. So
absolutely, yeah. The genre wouldn't be the same if it wasn't for those bands.
Exactly. All right, Devin. Thank you so much for taking the time, man. What's the best way to support Sanguisugabog right now?
Yep. You could buy some merch or a record on our website. It's sanguisugabog.com. We also have discs, vinyl, and CDs and stuff available through Century Media Records' website. You can also come and see us on tour. We'll be on tour with Frozen Soul, Vomit Forth, and Inoculation fall this year. We'll have a bunch of stuff, bunch of new stuff that we'll be debuting to people. And follow us on social media. We have a Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And if you don't buy music, at least listen to us on Spotify or iTunes, or
buy a t-shirt,
whatever you use. Yeah.
I like it. Devin, thank you so much, man. I'll see you at the El Corazon show on November 20th.
Sounds good, Kevin. Look forward to seeing you, man. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.